Have you ever considered the strength of your relationships as a measure of your success? And oftentimes, I hadn't thought about that. But in thinking about the relay team, if the four of us on that team didn't get along and were always fighting, I doubt that we ever would have come close to a record. The relationships were very important. I've worked on huge projects where the relationships were solid, full of trust, and the project went extremely well no matter how difficult. I've been in other projects where the relationships were contentious or at best unprofessional. And those projects dragged and hurt and didn't get the best out of it. And so in accomplishing goals and moving into weekly and daily planning, we need to take a look at those roles that we play and the relationships that we have with people. But as you look at those, roles and accomplishments are interdependent. If I have really great relationships, I'm going to be much more effective. I think this group, in talking about quadrant two, talks somewhat about that, even in better relationships and countenance with some of the long-term impact of living in quadrant two. If I'm working really well on projects, I probably have really good relationships with people. They're interdependent. And so it is important to step back and say, well, what are some of the roles in my life? And I'm going to ask you, as you look at these roles, at the sample roles, just to list no more than seven down below, but on the left where you see where it says role, just list seven roles as you think about that. Now, and I would suggest that if you're thinking about much more than seven, you're probably getting too specific. You know, for immediate family, I would certainly put husband and father, but for the rest of my family, I'd probably just put family, and that would be more all-encompassing. But just list no more than seven. Just take 30 seconds to write down some of the roles in your life. Now, on the right side of that, you'll see where you've written the roles. Then there's another column that says relationships. As you think about that role, who are the key relationships that you have that impact that role? So the one there is sales manager. If I were a sales manager, who are the key people in that role? It would be some of the people that I would manage then. Just take a couple of your roles and list some of the key relationships. Who are the people most impacted by how you live that role? So it'll be important to think about those people as well as the role itself. Now there is one additional role that we want to address called sharpen the saw. That role is a reflection of whom? Very important. As a matter of fact, if you don't take care of yourself, it's very difficult to do well in any of the other areas.